add the flesh into the report. I'm not saying that it does not have flesh, it has a lot of flesh, it's just to add more fat on it. So, and then I think on the platform it was Honorable Hossein was going to come in. Honorable Hossein, can you come in?
Yeah, Chair, before we broke for lunch, I just asked Adam to just take us through the omissions so that we can just get the link, So, and then I can add the meat after he's finished that.
Let me do that, Adam. The one that I requested you that the committee resolved to extend the terms of reference.
It was a resolution of the committee. I don't know where is it.
Yes. Okay, now I'll refer to that too.
Yeah, please, because we said the committee resolved to extend the terms of reference, and then, and the other one was the... So all the documents that were listed, that we have received so far, from the department, you did in fact section one deals with all that information, right?
Yes.
Okay, because it's important that as we go and source further information, we now know that in your position where we are sitting, the following information has been submitted, so that we don't end up being clumsy and asking for information that is there. Okay? All right, that's fine. Hossein, you can come in?
I came in 3 times.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
You came when you're done.
I don't know what more to say to you. I've said it 3 times. I don't know.
I was not on record.
But you know, they say if you want to open a business, you must go where your target market is.
Oh, yeah. So the target market was here. But it was staff of parliament, not in the government. Okay, let's go to the other.
Okay. To respond to that question before we carry on with the following questions by members, just to so we're all on the same page. So the omissions were then in section one, where I just removed reference to the details of the process, which was on page three.
We haven't page two. You were talking about the.
Page three. Sorry, I didn't do track changes on the document in terms of the omissions. I just saw where there were duplications and I removed them. So I can't see exactly which pages were, but the it was in relation to the minister's response to the department to the committee in the meeting on point 10. So on point 10, I detailed the. Sorry, carry on.
Sorry, Adam, to interrupt. I'm just saying, page 2, are there no amendments or adjustments or anything there? Then we can move to the next page.
Okay, yeah, let me just double check.
Can you see point 3?
Yeah.
There's a A, B, C, D, E on the one document. There's a There is a no A, B, C, D, E on the other document, so...
Yes, okay, yeah, you're right. That again is the details of what transpired in terms of the Gupta visa applications. Removed. So that in document 3, there's a point 3 A, B, C, D, E, which then I removed because it's detailed in section 4. Yes, it's page 2, point 3. There's the initial document had A, B, C, D, E, which is what the DJ detailed about the process followed by the AJ family. But that's now detailed in more detail in section 4. So what I included on the newest document, draft 4, is saying as detailed in section 4. So the new point 3 says, which is detailed in section 4.
So let's just go to section 4 there quickly.
So then section 4 goes into the exact dates, the exact permits, the rejections, and then section 5 goes into the officials that were involved in that process.
So can I just say something on that, Chair? I mean, I understand what Adam is saying. But you see, the problem I have is that this document is a compilation of parliamentary records, essentially. That's what it is, in chronological order. And you're saying there on point number 3, you're referring to the report at that stage. So, and if you say that it's detailed in section 4, then it has to be a cut and paste from here into section 4. But it's not a cut and paste, it's different. So I think that we must leave that there, because the point they're making, if you follow their chair, it talks about what happened on the 27th of June. And then it says, the process with respect to the Gupta families, the report indicated that. So the report... You see, this is why it's difficult, because you have to... Yes, ma'am. 14th and 15th August, you have to draw that.
Now, you have replaced that with a small paragraph that deals with that a sequence of it with not detail.
Yeah.
This is detail. And the detail, just read that detail for us.
Well, it's the same thing. The same thing I went through.
Let's just follow all of us. Again, I can end up in now. Sorry. Yes, ma'am.
Incilendo apa? Page 2. Yeah. We're 14. Page 2, we're 14. Paragraph 1, where it started in a letter dated 15 June 2017.
Yeah.
And then it goes down to 22nd and then 27th June. And then there's the information below that, there's A, B, C, D, E. It's a detailed information what is here. Now on today's version, it starts 2015 fine, and then it goes to 20th and 21st fine. But from the 27th June, it's not detailed. It's just a sentences. It's not detailed as it is from the research work previous, okay, original work. This is the original work that was done by the research unit. Now, this one is a version that has been worked out of this document from yesterday. So I think that was A, B, C, D, E. They are very much critical here. if you read them. Because there's no 25th May, there's no 30th May, 2015 here.
Okay, that's fine. 27th May, it was a submission to the Minister of Home Affairs given support of any the
mission,
right? And then the 30th is the Minister approval of submission for the
Chair, can we just put the whole section back as it appeared? Then that problem is solved, Chair.
Because in the rest of this, it does not reflect, right? Then you then do August the 3rd, it's here August the 3rd, but did you cut August the 3rd too? It's cut somehow. Included, okay, they're not cut. Okay, and then August the 11th, August the 11th is still fine.
The next thing that changes is section
10.
Okay.
It's section in the introduction of section 10.
Okay, that's fine.
So I'll just reintroduce the A, B, C, and D.
Okay. Are we fine? We're saying it comes back that whole section as it is.
Yeah,
it's coming back.
Because
that's
it's
fine.
A parliamentary record, Chair.
That's fine. Because, I mean, those are sequences that you don't want to lose.
No, I understand Adam says there's duplication, but, you know, in this case, the duplication is important because it's a parliamentary record.
Fine. No, it's fair. It's not a question of... When I say it's duplication, what's called, is there anywhere where you are covering this issue?
Section 4.
Section 4. What is
Section 4? Section 4, which is on the Gupta naturalization process, visa process, which is on page... Which is on page 8. It starts on
page 8. Let's see, before you put it in,
Yeah, it starts
on
section
4
on page 8.
And then it starts from the...
So the section that we removed on point 3 in section 1 relates to AJ's family, which is on page 9, actually. So they then go into the details of all the permits and all the application processes and all the dates. So I thought it was in mission, but again, that doesn't...
It's going to be a repeat at some point.
It is, but it's fine. I think there is some detail on the parliamentary process that isn't captured.
No, that's fine.
Okay, so then if we go to page 3, on point 10 there, the minister's reply again details exactly what happened with the AJ family. So he goes into some detail. So that point 10 is shortened. You'll notice it will be shorter than the initial section.
Okay,
so
but it's covered on the other side.
Yeah. Okay. So that one definitely is a duplication. That's essentially just the minister reiterating what the DG represented, and I just.
So you can repeat it again.
Again, if they want to, I can detail it.
No, it's not the reason they want to. But how do you repeat a paragraph if you're going to find it again on the other side? This is a sequence of a process that was followed.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, so the person, okay.
As much as we dealt with the earlier process of a question that was in the house, then the rest of these issues were followed in this sequence. You can't repeat them again at the back there and then still repeat that process again.
Yeah, on the on page 3 of the new document, right?
Okay.
Whereby it says that Tami Msomi, a former...
Which line? Just point to the line. Which point? Number? Or date?
Where is it now? But on page 3.
Mm-hmm. Where is Tami here? We'll look for Tami now.
Samsanga, yeah. On 22 March.
22 March,
you saw?
Yes.
Yeah, the minister is a former advisor. What is the status now? He's not an advisor now.
And now he's just announced.
Oh.
Okay.
Chair,
Yes, but
no, it's an advisor.
Yeah.
Huh? It's an advisor.
Okay.
Maybe you wanted to say that he was a chief of staff. I don't know. But he's an advisor.
Now
he's an advisor.
Okay, not formal, just take out the advisor. Just take out the former advisor and say advisor to the minister. Former advisor to the minister. Thanks, Mom Khalid.
Okay.
Thanks, Mom. Okay, just proceed. Putting first.
Okay, so then, okay.
Just in terms of, now that we're speaking about the current state, current and later status of...
The issue of the, which was later became the legal advisor while Gigaba was Home Affairs Minister and was then appointed Board of Danel. Is still a Board of Danel? What's happening there?
No, he remains a legal advisor.
It's a legal advisor. I'm not sure about the Danel thing now. He was the member of the board.
Okay. Well,
he was the member of the board.
Board of Danel.
Yeah.
He was once.
Yes.
And he was then appointed.
Okay, so what I've taken out then, what it means, he was appointed at Danel, but may not necessarily still be there. So, not to say that he still is only that.
Okay,
that's fine. Yes, why can't Samuel go outside and verify it and come back and give us a clear answer?
No, that's not...
Okay, Smolanyana.
Let's not contaminate the process by asking the minister's people. And then you then come back and say, oh, we reject, we agree, we write it. And we then say, we are advised by the minister that we must do the proper research ourselves.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Get the details so that we don't have to involve the minister.
Okay. Okay.
We must not talk. In fact, I don't know why you're talking.
I'll check that one.
The office seems to be having some interest now. Okay, we must be careful of that office. Yes.
Yeah, let me check, because one of the problems that we had was, again, the people who were brought here by the Guptas through the lavish wedding that took place in Rustenburg. We wanted to know whether those people were checked or whatsoever, and I remember that there was a parliamentary question. I don't know what happened, but we must follow it, because we need to know the role of Home Affairs, what happened, and everything. You must write down and go to investigate it. Sure. Thanks.
That matter was investigated by... Who investigated it? It was investigated and the report was issued. There was an interministerial committee that... So let's not repeat the investigation. You know what we can only do? But
here we're dealing specifically with the citizenship of St. Capture, how far do you go on the St. Capture?
Okay.
At that point, next time I repeat and do some investigation again on something that is, unless we can call for that report to be submitted.
Yeah.
There was a parliamentary question related to this matter on
November.
We can, but it wasn't really, we looked into it, but it wasn't really of interest. Essentially, the Home Affairs wasn't really involved. There should have been Home Affairs involvement if there were international travelers at an airport, but the Home Affairs wasn't involved, so they were kind of just brought in. But none of the people at the wedding, all people had the right visas. All of the people at the wedding applied for visas and got them. So they just weren't checked at the airport, because Home Affairs wasn't at the airport. Because that's not usually an international airport.
So there was no real involvement at the airport and by Home Affairs at that stage.
Yeah. I'm still asking the report to come forward.
You see?
Yes. Yeah. Of that interministerial report. We wanted it here because of these troubles were caused by Guptas and their supporters. So that's why we wanted. Well,
why can't we do this, colleagues?
You know, we have another process that is presidential process that has kicked in. And then clearly here, some of the issues will have to refer them to that process via the resolution of Parliament. But as we table the report, we must be able to say that we recommend the following, that Parliament requests that this information must be added into the investigation of the state capture. Some of the issues we may not get the details, we may not even have that time. What I suggest we do is that, because that is a serious concern with regard to entry of foreigners in the country. Well, I don't want to deal with the fact that they have not landed even at the port of entry. I think it's a national key point where they've landed, and Home Affairs was not... either was available or was not available, I don't know. We may want to say that part of the concerns that we raise is the following. And then request that through the big inquiry there, that Judge Zondo should look at this issue. But the point I was asking is that, was this matter investigated? If it was investigated, why do we want to put ourselves on it?
I'll tell you why, Chair.
Yeah. Yes.
This is where I agree with Keka.
Yeah.
Do you see somewhere in this document it talks about email correspondences between individuals from the Gupta side with Home Affairs officials asking for speedy resolution of visas? And that report that Keka is referring to will give us information about the link between... So, Chair, but the point is not just getting the report.
No, but you must know the content of the report.
Yes, and...
read it, understand it in your engagement with it.
Yes.
And may come back and say that we think that there's been an omission with regard to issue of visas, that and the entry of these people, I mean 200 people entering your country without checking them. Some of them may not have even gone back there, somewhere in San Sito or in Tepe. You may not know. Then that's the point that comes in. That's the point that comes in. You know, that's the point that comes in. So send the report in, because we have now started this process. Send that report in, we'll look at it. In fact, yourself and the team can even look at it on the concerns that are raised by members. Okay? Let's proceed, members, with flesh, with fat now, no longer flesh. There's a flesh, you said. Mam Komo, Mam Tambuza and Mam Komo?
Yeah. Captured the process correctly. One, we are agreeing that we are not going to focus to the Gupta family because there are other people who have been issued or who have been naturalized, so that we must not be seen as focusing on one, because the issue is the process of this naturalization and visas and so on and so on. I wanted to check if we can add, if that name is not coming up from the department, the name by Ipma from Pakistan. I've written his name here. So that if the name does not come, who has been naturalized, they can check.
Part of my, you have kept that the state. The basis of this
No, the capturing of state, it might happen. How was his naturalization? Because we're talking about the rest of the...
There is a specific on the state capture.
Oh, state capture. So
the question is that you could just gauge the following on the basis of state capture.
It zooms into a particular family, this thing that you are doing. Hence, you know, we then look at the process, right? That as we deal with the process, we then deal with, that's why we said, let's look at therefore what this whole thing brought us. It brought us illegal immigrants, it brought us all of these people that came from India with fraudulent documents and all of that. That's all that clarity that the department will have to come and answer. And then once you get answers from that, then the point obvious is that if you had more than 300 people that came in the country with fraudulent, where are those people?
But yesterday you made a ruling to say that all those have been naturalized beyond the report. Remember yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this one, let us wait for that report. If IGBA is not there, so she'll come in.
Okay, that has been the general call that we have made, by the way, on the other side, right? So IGBA, Ubanu IGBA, ma'am.
Imran.
Is a South African?
No, South African.
Meaning that he's now South African?
Yes.
He's naturalized South African?
Yes.
So the concern that is how?
The process. Because we want to come up to check this preferential treatment. How
Now you see, you need to be, we must begin a process of, you remember last time we asked the department to give us a list of people who were naturalized in the last 10 years. Who planning then give us a, and we reject that thing, by the way. Right? We may want to really ask the department to give us that information, proper information. You can put that into a CD. During the state, and this is Parliament, and Parliament want the information. It's up to the department to prepare it proper. And that is why the law says that anyone that gets naturalized, there must be such a tabling of that information in Parliament, to our attention, by the way. Right? If that did not happen, the department has an obligation to submit that information in a proper form, because when they do it for Parliament, they'll not throw it the way they've thrown it to us. Right? So let's proceed with flesh members, and then the point of view is we look into that general information of all those who are naturalized. There's a ceremony on Friday, I'm told that there's slaughtering of cattle, and not what people can go there. Hussein, come in, please, so that we work. We are now putting flesh into this document that is before us, members. Where I'm sitting, I'm still fine, because I joined the work on moving. A lot of this process we have dealt with them all. Hussein, come in.
You know, Chair, they say all the intelligent people get easily distracted. So I just want to remind you where we are. Because I see you get distracted easily because you are I want to remind you, otherwise we forget. We are at point number 10. Okay, because that's where I was following, and then we get lost along the way.
Is page 10 or
no? Point 10 is section 8 or 1.
On page 14,
page 14,
the document. Point 14, page 4.
27 March 2018, a letter from Honorable Hussein. the letter from Honorable
on the initial document.
So, you see, this is what I'm saying about the resolution here. But how you can craft a resolution like you're talking a story. The committee resolved that they would extend the terms of reference. It's the resolution of the committee, not for this, writing a letter to the chairman, chairman responding, and then that's the methodology now. Just write that the committee resolved that. I know you like Ozen too much, but methodology, just kill it. Just simply say that the committee resolved that would extend the terms of reference for the work of the following resolution.
Chair, may I just make one comment? I mean, I'm not opposed to that, as long as the important thing is the decision that we've taken.
Exactly.
But may I just make this one appeal, please? Because, you see, this document was before us yesterday. And we all went through this document in a very open and transparent manner. And then when the document comes today, we see there are changes that none of us had access to yesterday. But except for the ones that Adam had mentioned, he said, I received a new piece of correspondence, I'm going to include that. So we're aware of that. But as we're going along, I'm seeing that there are changes that were made to the document that none of us here had access to. And I want to ask Adam how those changes came about. Because I won't contact you individually as an official of...
Just give me a moment. Let's resolve this thing, please, man, because I really don't want us to get to the level that we now begin to throw suspicions and all that. I work on the document with Wada. I look at, you know, how the packaging of the document has been done. And there's nothing wrong to have raised that. The issue that I raised with them yesterday, last night, was that the point 14 is a resolution of the committee. It's not about the letter that Hussein wrote to Chauke. Chauke then said the following. The committee resolved the following. Then I then said, just put the committee to resolve the following.
Chair, I want you to listen again to me. I said I'm not opposed to the principle. I'm raising a different issue, if you would please just listen. And my point is this. I respect your role as the chairperson. But I think as a matter of courtesy, just point those things out to us so that we do these things in an open, transparent manner. Then you come back to the committee and you say, as you said now, as the chairperson, I've made the following changes. Do it in an open manner. Don't let us discover this afterwards. Because then you're the one who will bring in suspicion, not us.
To another level now, because it has a Hussein on it, therefore it becomes suspicious.
No, there are more.
No, there's one thing that I've raised in the whole report. Here is the resolution of the committee, right? So you don't say, when you draft the resolution, you don't say Hussein wrote to Chauke, and then Chauke then says the following. Even yourself, when you read it, it does not make sense. It does not.
I am not opposed to that. Listen to me again.
Please, let's do this. I'm listening to you, and don't keep on using this thing that you're not listening to me. Listen to me again. I'm listening to you. I'm making an intervention. At the level where we are sitting here, certain things you don't have to argue about them.
Chair, if we can move beyond this point, and we understand each other clearly, then you'll see the point I'm trying to make.
Page 4, number 14. In the meeting of March, the Peace of Home Affairs, 27 March. No, in the new document, you'll not say it, in the old document.
Oh.
And in the new document, how did you put it, Adam?
I just, in a meeting, instead of referring to the letter, just refer to the committee's decision.
Exactly.
It's also just in keeping in line with the way that the rest of the introduction was done. So it's just basically just making sure that all the...
Well, just go through how it was captured, crafted now.
Okay,
that's the point.
No, I'm not losing it with you.
Because I did talk to him last night.
Yeah.
In the new document.
Yeah, please.
On the old document.
Chair, I'm fine with your proposal. I appreciate and I accept what you're suggesting. I'm not asking it must be changed. Okay. I'm simply saying this, that if you made changes to the document, just at least put it to us so that we can also get on board with you. What we don't want to find is that there are changes that are made that we were not part of, because that won't be fair.
That's correct. I think the point that was in is the correct point. And you're supposed to have highlighted, as much as you've highlighted, some of the areas
what
that have been cited. Okay.
What is the point?
The point was that the changes were made without being highlighted.
Oh.
So we said the principle that Adam and the team have followed is that all the new insertions, they've highlighted them. But with this one, they've left it.
Yeah.
And it becomes suspicious because, in particular, it has Hossein's name on it. So if you don't put it proper, he's supposed to have highlighted it. And he accepts and he's apologizing for that.
Okay.
And on the behalf of Adam and the team, I really apologize for that, that we don't get to that level. The spirit of togetherness still prevails. Okay.
Okay.
Serves me correctly. That no further changes have been made in section one. The minor changes that have happened subsequent to this morning are just that. But I mean, I'll provide this to members today. Is that the
one page? Are you
now we're going to the last page, page 21 of the current report. Say again. Yeah, that she's going to raise.
Chairperson, mine is not actually much of a matter, but it's a major change which I would like to recommend. That is on page 21,
yeah,
where we've got the former ministers.
Yeah.
May I state on the record, for the record, that His Excellency Nkosi Buthelezi will be 90 years old on the 27th of August. Now, you don't call a person of his age by name, and I think we all know that. So please, would we change the name as is written there? I think it's written Minister, his name and surname.
By parliament.
Mm-hmm.
Arrangement is honourable.
Or Mr. Let's just put the honourable chair.
Honourable. All of them, those are honourable. Honourable.
Yes.
Honourable.
Yeah, you can even put in
course.
It's fine.
Okay, honourable. Yes, we have made a point.
Yeah, but MG, Guterres, not the name. Leave out the full name. Honourable MG Guterres. Please. It's safer, Chair.
Honorable Mongosutu, we don't want to...
Mamela,
okay.
Leave out the name. Just write Honorable M.G.
Okay.
Buthelezi.
Okay.
Honorable.
They must put Honorable Chief Buthelezi.
Chief Agasemen. Chief Agasemen. Agasemen. Chief Chief. He's not a chief, he's a Nkosi. He is not a chief, he's a Nkosi.
He's a what?
He's a Nkosi, he's not a chief. Chief were made by Queen Elizabeth
okay,
in the
game. Okay, members, the country is going where they are busy fighting. The citizens.
Okay, that's fine. Any further input that we still want, members? Adam on 21, can you talk of the last question?
So the 22, what I've done, they've added the names of the persons who were reported information
by Sundaram, page 21.
On the names?
On the names of
names?
Of persons included in the report. Or to be potentially invited. What I've just checked, though, is that some of them are now no longer employees. So I put former in front of some of those names, just so you know what the current document is showing. So the the counter-corruption DDG is a former DDG, and Pleni is obviously the former DG. Rasikinya is the former DG of Finance, and Avril Williamson is the former DG of Human Resources. But that's just in terms of what they... No, that's what I'm saying. I've updated that now. I just double-checked their status. So that one has changed. And also, initially, yeah, we're there.
Somi, who's the advisor? What happened to Somi?
He's the current advisor. Yeah. Yeah, but he's not on here.
Add my 3 points of flesh and then I'm done. I think while we're on this point. So where I'm at here is under number 10 on the list of page 21 of the new document.
Okay.
So we've already agreed that we're going to add Msomi there, so I won't cover that one. No, we said we're going to add it just now. That was the last point made. Then, Chair, whether it's possible or not, but I think we must add the names of the applicants also, the Guptas. Whether they're here or not is a different issue. We must add them. They're the ones who have a lot to answer for.
Yeah.
Because we're still going to break down the investigation around each one's status. So I think it's important we can put those names with the core people that we're investigating.
I think those are the three, yeah. then Chair, this company, Hernik Ferrochrome, the ones who actually did the donations that the Guptas claimed the credit for, I want to suggest that the CEO of that company, his name gets added on there, because they might have some to answer for. And of course, Chair, may I just say that at some point we might decide not to call these people, but at least if you've got... So I don't want to concern members that the list gets too long. We can choose at a later stage not to call them. The next one, Chair, is yes, sir. A CEO of Hernik Ferrochrome. The next one, Chairperson, is, and just allow me to just explain the motivation for this one, is you know, when we were in a discussion on this thing some time ago, you know the point I raised earlier about the revoking of citizenship, right? When I asked that question, did these people have their citizenship of India, what's the word, revoked? The answer I got, as I explained it, I won't go through again. Then I said, so have they done it now? They said yes. So I said, where is the evidence that they've done it? We'll bring it next week. Next week they brought it. But the date of that letter did not correspond to the consideration of the application. Are you following me? So it was very clear that the letter was sought, as well as, like in the document we say, that Department of Labor is producing all this evidence only long after this thing has finished. So on that basis, I want to suggest that the official of the Indian High Commission, who actually supplied that information afterwards, my assertion was that he was only approached later on when it was discovered, that we add his name to this.
What we are doing is to verify.
Yes, and if so, when?
Very important.
And if so, when?
That point is the very part of what we are investigating here.
Mm.
Because, you see, firstly, India does not allow dual citizenship. And here we are, we have given people, right, citizenship of
Correct.
Our country. They may have citizenship here and still hold. That's what we're investigating.
Correct.
By the way, right? So obvious, we'll have to, and I'm going to really look at this matter, very serious in fact, this point, because it comes back to, what is it that we're doing?
Mm.
What do you want to
They
achieve?
Might very well be
yes.
Indian citizens at
exactly.
the moment.
Exactly.
And they
so
did
exactly.
not
Exactly.
Because that letter, if you read the detail, it says this person applied. It does not say that this person has now renounced.
Yeah, right.
You read it carefully.
So let's put that one.
So I'm suggesting that we add the name of the official in the Indian High Commissioner's office who signed that letter.
Don't even say, just say
Indian High Commissioner.
High Commissioner
office.
Of
yeah.
India.
Okay. And then I have the last one.
So what we'll then do, members, why is it important that we're doing this exercise? It's because as you draw these names, they begin to shape your approach and engagement. Then we're going to go down per each name and then say, why do we want Minister Malusiki Gerba? Right? And by now, you now have all the information. Then we want him on the following. Then you put it down. Why do you want so-and-so? We want him on the following, you know. So it becomes, you know, an exercise that helps us to achieve what we want to achieve at the end, right? So the drawing of these names, and for example, what Honorable Kekana raised earlier, we may take it light, but it's a very important point that, in fact, we outside that report, Honorable Kekana, we have a right as this committee to get the Department of Home Affairs to appear in this process, to tell us of and give us the list of the names of people that came during that time.
Sure.
And what status did they have? And confirm to us how many of them have gone back in the process. There's nothing wrong to do that. Because this, the exercise that we're doing, we're trying to clean this department from the mess that it finds itself in. On a serious note now, right? At some point we may appear that we're trying to relax our minds. We get so, you know, focused and it's really frustrating sometimes. But let us not lose focus now that we are now zooming into the real business of why we're doing this exercise.
Yeah.
Now I see...
I'm not finished.
So that I will give other members...
Yeah, I want to finish off, so and then
okay.
I don't come back.
Okay.
Then I'm
so
done.
So you have the ferrochrome, that is the High Commissioner of India, Anne?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the last one was, as a result of that information that was added today, Adam, that one part where you refer to advertising that was promised from the IEC to ANN7. Where is that section?
Okay, so that is
company. Well, just point us to that so that everybody can follow.
Section 5. It's in the affidavit that I included. Which is
page 13.
Page 13.
If you can go to page 13, Chair, then I'll just make a point on you. So I want to mention the name of a person, but I also want to motivate so that we understand. So in that point, for the first, second, third, fourth bullet point, is it? Fifth one.
Which one?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Four. Fourth bullet point.
Four.
Improper relationship between, yeah. And then there is a specifically, these include advertising deals, IEC advertising budget specifically mentioned. There I think we need to call to see the chief operating, what? Officer of the IEC.
Chief electoral.
Because maybe this is not true. It's just an allegation.
Let's see what is that. And this information that they have put here, is that affidavit taken under oath?
Berenice.
I don't know, one of the things that you must not do is to deal with information that is provided and not under oath. If it's not under oath, I will be afraid to tamper very much into a situation that we'll find ourselves where we are now being seen to be interfering. I think you'll understand that an affidavit that is submitted in a parliamentary process, it must be anyone that appeared, that's why anyone that appears before this committee for me go on the full inquiry must do that under oath.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to take information that, you know, some of this information that is there, we dealt with it when we were doing the inquiry on the DC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I see that you brought back the issues of NN7 and SABC and what was. You dealt with those things there. So I'm saying that, and as we dealt with them, anyone that appeared in that level, you will definitely have to submit an affidavit that is under oath. Because hearsay can do it. Everyone can just go there, write whatever that he wants to write, and Parliament then go and chase people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have the original documents submitted that we can distribute to the committee.
Okay, so the CEO or Chief Operating Officer or whatever.
Well, I haven't read through the documents. So Berenice did the summary on this section, but I'll confirm that it's an affidavit. It's an affidavit,
yeah.
And she summarized. So we'll make the original of that information available.
No,
but I'll check on it.
Just be light. I know that sometimes you move very fast. Listen to the points that members are raising first. Listen to the legality of this information as we put it here. Because I don't want us to find ourselves having to deal with information that no one can stand and defend that information tomorrow. And that's why we have called people here to come and account and stand before us and say things. Right? The point I was asking is that this added information that you added last night, because I see your NN7, your Zuma, your Oak Bay, your what, how this information came in. Is the information yesterday that affidavit was not there? Today there's this affidavit that's here. Just talk to us about this. I've noted you. I said I've noted you. Because Hossein is still on the floor. I've noted you. You will come. I've noted you, Limi Mango. I've noted you. Can you just clarify something of this information?
Okay, Chairperson, it was dealt with by Berenice. She received the affidavit, so I'll have to check with her specifically on the status of the affidavit. So we'll double check.
You see, my problem again is...
No, but I can't.
Adam, I see that you're raising the issue of SABC archives that were sold to NN7, including the priceless archive. I mean, how do you put such information into what you're dealing with here? I think in your logic now, using your, you know that this matter is Parliament dealt with them in another level. So we must just be worried of what we put in the document that we have to take ownership of. You're saying that remove it, it's something that we discuss, because these things we just see them this morning, all of us. We'll have to outlaw our mind. Is it necessary to have this information here? But we have to settle out information that is relevant from what we're dealing with, Home Affairs related matter.
Yeah.
Don't deal with SABC, we don't deal with NN7. These matters are dealt with somewhere, they were dealt with somewhere else, right? So that's what we must do with that again.
I think this information back up the affidavit.
No, I'm saying that even if it has come, you don't put it just blankly as you want to put it. You must select what you want to put.
Yeah.
Because it's not given that you submit an affidavit, then we take it as it is. I'm a blood. No, that's when I start to perform now. Now we are waiting. Mamukomo, Hossein, just hold it. Mamukomo, you'll come in, Hossein. Mamukomo, that's my master.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, again, if we go back to page 21. On page 21, Chairperson, on those names I was talking about earlier, I think wherever we have a minister, we also have the director general linked to the minister, like, let's for instance, Minister Gigaba, we have Apleni, and we have... I think with Minister Buthelezi, the former Minister Buthelezi, it could have been Barry Gilder or Bidi Matsaitla or somebody else. Is there somebody there? I seem to remember those two. Who are they, Chair? Unless if you remind me, Chairperson. Thanks.
For now, let's not put the DGs. We only deal with the political principles. We'll deal with the DGs, need be. But I know it was Mukwena. No, it was Mukwena from the start.
Yeah.
The first
Mukwena.
No, it was always Mukwena, the first one. Yes, I was a member of that committee. Yeah, so we'll not put them now, but we know that each one has an accounting officer in that period. So we'll deal with that. Mama, you can come in.
Chair, I can see such a high contingency of employees being employed by NN7. Is the Department of Labor not affected here? So why we don't have the names of that contingency of employees of NN7, and even those who worked at the construction company. We want to know whether are they having IDs? Are they still here in South Africa? So I think somewhere that there is something wrong. And these Roman figures, they are making us, they are confusion. Really, we are not Romans, but it makes me so confused. I really don't know. If we can change them, chair. So let's get that. And Department of the IEC, they said that these people have also registered to vote. So we must get information as we can. We wanted that information from the Department of the IEC. Thank you.
For you to be able to be in the voter's role is when you appear in the population register. And the population register is hosted by Home Affairs. So first, it's Home Affairs that has information of all the population in the country. So, Mamukomo, the issue that you have raised of the accounting officers is noted. Here, I think we're dealing with mostly your political heads here. We'll come back to that point as we now deal with the... You see, there's what they call the successor entitlement. Whoever that is now accounting officer of the department takes the responsibility of the department. Mm. So you're not going to call Mukwena, whom I don't know if he's still in the line.
The basketball.
Yeah, basketball, I still remember. But the one who's now in charge of the department is accounting authority. So whatever that we need from this committee, from that department, that person will have to account for that. Unless if we want someone to come and stand under oath here, when the department cannot provide us with information, then we can then call that person. Right? So that's an approach that we take. Okay, well, then finalize your last point, and then we move on to this new session.
Chair, can I just, which was the last one we added there? So I can just check here.
No, you're adding the what's called the IEC.
All right. Okay, so I'm done with the names, Chair.
And I was saying that the issue of the IEC, because IEC takes it from the population register. That's the point I'm making. So it's Home Affairs that can confirm, you know, because the population register is hosted by the IEC, by Home Affairs. The population register, this department that we're in. Now, if you want to check if someone is in the population register, it's Home Affairs that must give you, even before the IEC. For purpose of elections, yes, IEC can give you if you have the specific detail, the ID number and what. Even you yourselves can just tap into it and find it, right?
Yeah.
But you may want to deal with Home Affairs on the basis of the population. Because when you give someone citizenship, what you do is that you open the population register and put that person here, and you close it. Right? That is why Parliament has a particular interest to want to know if you give a person citizenship, in fact, we are interfering with the population register. Right? So that is why Parliament said in the law that those that get naturalized, their names must be submitted for Parliament. Mm-hmm. It's a big issue, it's not a small thing. Because the rights that they are giving to this person are equal rights as South Africans. Mm-hmm. Right? And now you have added another person in your population register once you do that. So there's serious watch call on it. Right? So let's proceed, but let's go back to the new insertion from my side. Let's call Adam, together with the team. Maybe we may have to reconsider these new insertions that we have put here. This is page, where did you put them? This one, on page 13. on the affidavit of page 13. What will be important generally will be to really try as much as possible to raise issues that are Home Affairs related but still put a question mark into that affidavit, because I really want, because the rest of this information that we have managed to get is information that is held by the state. The rest of the information that we are dealing with now is information that is held by the state. All the documents that came in, other than the document that was sent by organization, what?
ALTA.
Other than that information that came from ALTA, right? The rest of the information we have received is the state information, is information in possession of the state, that someone can stand here and attest for that information, right? Now, ALTA has sent us a number of information too. That's why I was then saying that maybe in our approach, and I think we need to apply our mind members, because now we're now getting into the level that we must then agree as to the kind of an approach that we are now going to take moving forward. The information that has been raised of emails and emails and all of these things that ALTA has picked up, we'll use that maybe as a reference information with our way forward. But maybe take that entire information, because it got to do with the current investigation that is done by the commission on the Zondo Commission of Inquiry. That's why I'm saying that because of the relationship that has now existed between ourselves and the Zondo Inquiry having to source information, you may want to take that information as it is. If not, ALTA has not done it itself to the Zondo Watch Corps and say, around the areas of our interest as Home Affairs, which will not have capacity to investigate some of these things, we request that they, through Parliament, that the Zondo fire the President, because the President's commission, it's not our commission, that they take cognizance of the following issues that we feel they can be added into the Zondo investigation, you know, and you leave it there. Then deal with what is for you, much about acquiring of citizenship by this family. Then we sit there, and it's something that someone can come and stand and attest for that. Rather than, you see, ALTA will come, they can come and talk and tell you. At the end of the day, it's information that it's in the public domain there, right? But what is important is that that information can only be tested in that commission. Parliament would not be able to deal with such matters. But we can extract issues of interest as we see them in that regard. You know? So my take, therefore, members, is that having looked at this document, having finished up, polish it, add whatever that you want to add, to remove what you want to remove, it will be a document that then says that the portfolio committee in Parliament embarked on the following processes. And your processes date from the start of the report that starts from the 20th of June, but it does not say which year. Simple says 20 to 22nd of June. From the 15th of June, there it is there, when the House Chair brings attention to the committee of this matter. Part of what we'll have to deal with is how this report is going to serve in the House. Right? How this report, the outcome of this work that we're doing, how is it going to serve in the House? How are you going to put it? You're going to put it as a committee report? Because as you open the report, it talks of the instruction from the House Chair. The letter from the House Chair that instructs the committee. The House Chair and the rest of Parliament and Parliament committees work on the instructions of the Speaker. The committees of Parliament, they don't operate independently. They operate because of the Speaker. Powers and responsibilities of the House Chair to determine and to instruct the committees to investigate a particular matter must be the one that helps us as we table the report to the House. So not just going to table it, and said, this is the report we have done, because we are going to get into a serious engagement now. What we are going to do now, people are going to appear, we're going to engage people. So it must be clear of the foundation of this report before it goes to Parliament. It must be very clear. Because people are going to be bruised there when they appear before this committee, those that are going to appear here. Now we must be very clear of the foundation in which this report lies. And I think I'll definitely want to take a legal advice on that process, and then vis-a-vis the powers of instructing the committee to do this thing. So that then we then package what we now call sourcing of information, further information, an individual that must come and provide that information that we want. Because you need, firstly, the department to appear to give you what you want. You have listed a number of things, and that information, no one else has it except the Home Affairs. How you do it is what we must now discuss. How we want that information. And who must come and give us that information. That's why Mamo Nkomo here spoke about the authority, the accounting authority. And for me, the point is that as long as there's a head, a body that is called DG, that body is accountable. Beyond that is when that body is not able to account, then we then extend to invite the body that was there now. And it appears before us, it takes an oath, then it tells the story. Right? So we'll have to shape, firstly, the foundation of the report, how it's going to serve to the House. And then secondly, we have now packaged a list of further information that we want now. That is direct now. We have listened to what you give us, we have received what you give us, but we want the following. That was not submitted. This is what this report is now saying. When is a part of how we program it in the committee? By who is the Department of Home Affairs? These other individuals that we have listed here, some of them will fall as we move forward. For example, if you deal with issues of Magosudu, Minister, Chief, Prince Magosudu, what are the issues there? What have we identified around the issues? Right? Is the issue of points of entry as they enter the country, the way it should be permits and all of that, right? So, what are the issues there? Were the permit properly issued? Then the department then accounts on those things, right? That is now under your first entry now. That is why we listed them. Is there an issue that we want there? Then the committee will say, yes, we want clarity on the following. We're done with that part. We move to the next part. Under Minister Nosivuye Mapisa Ngakula, citizenship was issued to the following. Zooming into that particular family, the process that was followed, what process was it followed? Did they qualify? Adjudication, all of that whole process must be accounted for. From visa, from permanent resident, from the application for citizenship and for issuing of citizenship. That whole process must be accounted for. It must be accounted for, and then the committee must say yes or no, because you'll have picked up that a process was not followed. That's where you flag it. But if a process was followed, it's clean, it goes. Then that name falls over. Then you go to issue of Minister Gigao. Right? Same again. Application, from what status was this individual or family? What status did they have in the country? Permanent resident? For how long? Right? Who applied for citizenship as a family? If so, the process, adjudication, agreed, not agreed, discretion that he used. Then you call him to come and appear here. Sit here, tell us what discretion did he use to give, to grant citizenship to this individual. Right? But by that time, you will have had a list of all the Guptas that you have in the country. Some of them are just innocent Guptas who are there, who are not part of state capture. Yeah, because there's 8 of them that you are dealing with, right? Now, some of them are not there, but the department will have to come to you and say we have the following Guptas in the country. And the following have this passport. The following has this permit. The following is a member of the family. The following is not a member of the family. Was invited by the family. You know, you have that information, will have to come before the committee. Once you have done that, and then you've had the minister dealing with this discussion, then you go to the law. What does the law permit? What does the law permit? Right? So once you have closed that part, then the committee can then deliberate on its own, guided by the law, and then say, because I take it from the point that legal services presented yesterday, then this is what we then recommend moving forward. Because with all of these other things that we have identified, for example, we have someone employed at the embassy there who's operating like an agent. He's the one that facilitates these visas, left and right, and nothing has happened. And nothing stopped this committee to that individual.
I don't like to interrupt you, Chairperson, but please help me. Please help me. I get everything you're suggesting, but we've been through all of this yesterday. All of us have said these things yesterday. Now, I don't want me and you to fight, but I just want to finish my work, what I want to present, and then we decide whether we want to accept it or not. Please, Jay.
No, that's fine. I thought it was important to outline the process that you're going to follow. It's not about... I mean, if you want to work, you're saying, I hear you say you want to work. I think some of us are not working now.
No, I don't mean it like that, so please don't...
If you're not working, look.
I apologize if it comes like that.
If we're not working and we're playing, then this process will not go anywhere. We do not go anywhere in this process. I'm trying to outline the process that must be followed.
No, I understand. I don't want to interrupt you. I apologize for that. But all I'm saying is that we've been through this yesterday.
We have not been through. Unless someone has done it. I don't remember anyone doing this exercise. But it's important that the approach that we take is a clearly understood approach from all of us. Because from here, there's nothing else. It's just now to zoom into the way forward. And I thought that it was important to outline my understanding of what is it that must happen to deal with the way forward. Because the report is here now. Not even the report. It's the information that we wanted is before us. Right? So Hossein gets irritated that...
No, I'm not irritated. You'll know when I'm irritated.
Sure.
No, don't do it.
I'm not irritated, I promise you. I'm calm. Chair, I just want to finish those 2 or 3 points that I wanted to make. Then I don't.
One point to make, Hossein.
No, I told you in the beginning was 3. The difficult
3 points.
No, Chair. Listen.
You said that you want to bring in. No. Don't say yes, sir. You said you want to bring in the High Commissioner of India. We agreed. You said you want to bring in Ferrochrome. We agreed. We then have the last point that then said, please allow other people to speak. I'll come back to you on that point. What more do you want?
Chair, you know what my difficulty is? And I honestly, and I'm being very sincere, I don't want to disrupt the process. I'm trying very hard. And that's why I'm allowing you, when you make the interjections, I respect you, the chair, and I don't make any show. But my difficulty is, see, you want to do it again, I can see. My difficulty is that I just ask one question. Is this one in? And then you went on for 25 minutes, and I'm waiting for you to finish so I can continue. And then you say it's me who is talking that is not giving the... I'm not getting an opportunity to tell you what I want to add. You say, let's put meat. I don't even start cutting the meat. then you are already chasing.
You have cut twice.
And then,
you don't take chances.
And you then you start
twice.
Chasing the cow. What?
No, there's no cow here.
Let me finish. If you just leave me for 2 minutes uninterrupted, I'll finish my work.
But wait, your problem is that you want to chair with me. Don't chair the meeting with me. Just allow to be led sometimes. And I know it's difficult to be led, you know. I've given you a lot of space, by the way, with respect. You have a lot of space that you are given by me. All the time. Anything that I speak here, I give you a chance to speak.
No, I respect
you. No, wait first, I'm speaking. Don't speak when the chair is speaking. Always when I speak, I give you a chance. And the only person I look at much most is you. Because I always take a guide from you. You don't even know how much I appreciate your input that you bring in. So don't want to spoil it then. Give you the last point that you're going to make. Make your last point.
I promise you it's not my intention to be disrespectful to you. My only appeal is I just want to be able to make the 2 or 3 submissions I got, and then I'm finished. Then I don't trouble you. So I don't. I know you look at me because you love me a lot, and I love you back too. But let me. No, I was dealing with the 1 point. So I've given you the names now. Can I just move to the other 2 points?
Okay, that's fine.
And let me finish, and then I won't trouble you. The first point I want the last 2 points that I want to deal with, if you can just please go to this section on gaps in information. There, page 19. Yeah. Okay, so this one I understand, Adam, is information that we still require, or explanations to we still require. Am I correct? Okay. So, the two things I want to raise there, Chair. The first one is, you see all of these members of the Gupta family, or any other member for that matter, person, who received certification of naturalization, whether it's early or not. There's a requirement of signed allegiance. The question I'd like us to find out is, did we have this certification of allegiance for the Gupta family, and is it on record? It should be on file. If it's not, then we need to ask why. So I wanted to just add that one question. And the last question, Chairperson, you will be so grateful I'm finished then.
No, I don't know.
There is the provision in law, and it's mentioned here, that the family applies together, and the one where, because it was not approved, because the father did not want to revoke his certificate, then the others couldn't get it. But then eventually, they proceeded to give citizenship to the rest of the family, but not to the father. So the question we need to ask is, how is it that you grant citizenship to a family as a unit, but you don't revoke the citizenship as a unit? Does that make sense?
That's what I'm just getting. That's amazing.
But it's not there.
That's amazing. That I'm just
getting. Under number 9.
That is why yesterday in the legal.
But that question is not there, so I want to just add that question.
In the legal presentation yesterday, we dealt with it in a way of a discussion that was used. On the basis that the issue was rejected and the minister used the discretion. That's the issue that we have to deal with.
No, Chair. You
said that yesterday in the presentation, if you have listened to the legal presentation,
yes,
and you say legal, well, I'm saying that if you have listened to the legal presentation yesterday, the point that you are raising, which I concur with you, is that the minister used the discretion. And because the met the application was rejected, right? And as it was rejected, this application, then the minister comes in, uses his discretion. And one, and who's the head of the family, by the way, refused to renounce his Indian citizenship. Mm. What does it mean, in fact, by law, is that automatically those people, they fall away.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
It's a point, right? It's a point. And this is what the legal person yesterday was saying, that it's an area that we need to work on if we are to engage on this matter. That's the key area that we have to do.
Yes. So we're on the same page, and all I'm suggesting is that we craft that into a question and add it into the gaps. So we're on the same page there.
Then from the list of questions.
Yeah.
you add so that you can reflect properly.
Chair, thank you very much. I'm done. Thank you.
You're not done, but you're done with your work.
Yeah, I'm done with my work now. You can do it.
But we have now have to come back to what I have.
Sure.
But I raise the process now. This is what I was saying. You know, so if you have time to have listened to me, you can now respond to what I have raised. Because I have raised the process that we must now engage on. Simple, easy process that I have raised. And I spoke for 25 minutes on it so that no one misses.
So, Chair, I understood what you said. As far as I understand, the process is set out in this document. And so if you are suggesting anything different from this document, then I would say that you must just then make those proposals to amend the document. That's all I'm suggesting, so that we all understand exactly what do you mean by your process? Because as far as I understand, the process for this inquiry is in this document.
Well, what you do is that you have, and it's not going to be a talk show in the third week. I'm not good at running talk shows. Where is that list? Let's go back to the list. What you're going to do then, members, is what I said for the last 25 minutes. The list that is here is not taken that as you start with this process, you're going to invite these people to come and appear before you and appear clumsy. You don't know your story. What is going to happen is that, and I put it categorically clear, first person that appears in the list is the point that Hossein raises. He'll raise that point. And this is what you then deal with. Right? And what you're dealing with here is of a discretion that the minister has used when an application was rejected. That's the first explanation that you're dealing with here. And who does it? It's your minister. Right? Number two, you then look at from the entry point, and I've said that, you're not going to call Honorable Buteles and then say, tell us about the visas. But we're saying under his leadership then, the following happened. Issuing of a permanent resident visas and all of that. The department will have to account for that process. The Department of Home Affairs must account for that process. Right? Right? And the department will then tell you, and you must be specific as to who are the people that want the department to account for. Because they've issued visas when they enter here, it was a holiday visa, it was a work permit, it was what? That's the phase that would have, that is now your 1994 upwards. 1994, 95, 96, 99, right? That's the entry point. And we said we're going deeper into the entry point. Then we go to number three is your minister, under Nosivue, Minister Nyagula. There was a citizenship granted to a family of Ajay, is that Ajay?
Yeah.
Ajay. They were granted citizenship. Yes.
Rajesh.
They were granted citizenship. Process followed. Granted. Right? The department extends you. They must give you details. Application. And they must give you a record. Application. How many people applied? Right? How was it granted, and the cause of it. If there's an issue there that was granted and nothing, in fact there's something that went wrong, that's when you invite this person, call the Minister of Home Affairs to explain herself. You invite the minister and the minister, come appear before the Committee of Parliament that we inquire on the following. because in the application of this remedy, this is what, because at the end of the day, the person that grants, in fact, the department, it's the minister that makes sure that these people are signed off, they are now citizens. Now, he must explain how this watch call was granted. If there's nothing wrong, that day there's no need, then it falls away. But someone will have to explain it, which is the department. Then Richard Sikakan is the issue of the adjudication committee. Right?
Yes.
If you record, yes. I mean, I'm new in this committee, but I think the little that I will have picked up now. It's the adjudication committee that was established and reject the process. Right? So what you then do here is that Richard Sikakan, you may decide that you want to call Richard before the minister for them to come and explain the adjudication process that were followed, right? And the decision of the adjudication. Who else is the department again, right? Then from there, this one, I don't know what's happening with this one. See, I'm done. I don't know what's happening with this one. Someone will have to explain this one. These are names that you have put. What was the issue on this one?
This is some of the people that are corresponding with Chawa and Christians on visa facilitation and placement of officials at the Delhi embassy.
So what is the issue here? Let's go to the bone of the issue. What is the issue here? What is the issue here?
Yeah, okay.
I think we're now going down per name now. What is the issue here? Let's deal with what is the issue here?
Yeah, well, I think we'll isolate your questions per candidate, as you've indicated.
This is what members want to know. We're not rushing today. There's no 4 o'clock bus here. It's only 3 o'clock now. I want us to go through all of these names here, so that by the time we leave here, there's no tempering of what we have agreed upon. There's no chauke that comes in and tries to say no, having to remove the word or say it there. And then, I think what you said, what is happening here? Look, some of this, that's why I'm saying that some of this information we may want, we may not even want to waste our time on that.
I have a suggestion.
On this one, yeah.
Chair, I completely agree with you. And I now understand the point you're making. Maybe I should have listened to you for a change when you were speaking before. Because most of the information we will get from officials first. And if we discover along the way these things are fine, then there's no need to call the political head to account. Account for what? Essentially, that's what you're saying. And I agree with you. Because maybe at that point we find the culprit. And then we deal with the culprit. And if the official says, no, it was the minister instructed, then we can call them. So we are on the same page, and I agree with you. But I want to make this suggestion on the process. You see, the problem is, if you start removing anyone's name now, then you might end up with a problem at a later stage, that when the official is sitting here and you ask him, but who asked you to do this? And he says, no, Mr. X, Y, and Z. Now that X, Y's name is not there. So all I'm saying is I want to suggest that we leave the name. But we accept that it doesn't mean that if a person's name is here that we are definitely going to call them. Then I think we will be fine.
Now that's fine. That's still okay. In fact, it makes sense too, because automatically we have it in your system that and those individuals are aware that any time they can be called. So.
And then, sorry, Chair, you add just a one line as a disclaimer to say that the committee may choose to call anybody else.
No, it's correct. That's correct. Now, and when they're going to appear here, anyone that is going to appear under authority. We don't want to hear stories of individuals coming chop and change and all of that, right? So administration of both, if we arrive at that point, will be done, legal services will be here, it will be done properly and accordingly. And the issuing of an invite to this individual, if need be, if there's a need to issue out a summons, the decision that we even take. If there's a need to issue out that someone, when we invite someone, refuses to come, we can then issue out someone, obviously, via the speaker, no matter, done through the office of the speaker. Okay. So what we then do then, what it does then mean moving forward is that that this list of questions that I'm just referring to again, mm-hmm. from page 19 to page 20. To page 20, evident is that the undocumented staff at LN7 were one when labor inspectors were coming to treat them with lunch. I'm not sure what evidence is there. That's fine. Post filled by workers brought from India were not all vacant from 6 months. Why was not checked by the department?
The
labor.
This one is labor.
Oh, so the
point
19 is actually related to the labor, not... Because I remember the settlers writing proper in not this side. Roman figures. He's now talking the language. Is there a record of the letter being brought to... And then it alleged that NN7 applied can evidence be provided for reasons for the regular appointment of his state. Who is this one?
He's the one in the leaked emails. He's the main suspect.
Who appoints him? Who appoints this person?
Yeah,
you want to hear the process, how he was appointed.
Yeah, DDG HR at the time. DDG HR.
Home Affairs.
Yeah. So we've got that person on the list.
Okay. Supporting documents submitted to the department relating to such a link as a patient, that's one, including the social. That's the point that Hossein was raising of the core of this engagement. Can the department clarify why email submitted on the event serve on senior management listing visa requirement were not investigated to? Okay. So what we then do, colleagues, what we then do with this set of questions, we give them to Home Affairs via the Minister of Home Affairs that we want the department to respond on these questions in the portfolio committee meeting, because we don't want them to take this thing, take their time, piecemeal, some official come here. How do we deal with the director general that comes and appear before the committee? Have they taken an oath of office with the director general? Have they taken the oath to serve as director general? You see, the point of saying is that you want a situation where no one's going to lie to you when they provide you with that information. And there's nothing that stops. Because the Constitution is very clear, even the rules of the committee, that Parliament can call anyone to appear before it under oath. Mm-hmm. Which is chapter... I think we'll do it in that fashion, that anyone that comes and appear here, we make sure that you take, and it's going to be the Director General and those that we have identified that must come with him. Like, for example, Richard Skaka on the issue of the adjudication committee. You make, because you need to explain that process, what process was followed, right? And then you then package that. There are many questions here. So you can then demarcate them properly to say the first set of questions, we're allocating them so much time or a day, then the following day, and then just like that. But at the end of the day, where the issue is again, it's on the issue discretion that the minister is. That's when you invite the minister to come and appear. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Either you do it at the end, that's why the point I was asking, that you may want to start with it, or you want to do it at the end, once you have received the Kagan adjudication committees and the rest of the information, then at the end of the watch call. Because by that time, we'll have ascertained these other families how they acquired their citizenship. by the time you then call the minister, you can then have the minister, you may even have Buthelezi, but under the minister Buthelezi, the people came in without the visas and they stayed in the country. It's possible. You can find that. Anna? So I think that's the approach that we'll take. Is there anything legal that you want to advise?
Let me check on this point. I still appreciate and applaud what the legal team has done for us. Here is my question. Because they tried to give us their opinion in terms of the powers of the minister, how if we source another two or three legal opinion about that, so that we must be 100% clear when we approach and interrogate the minister on that one? My submission.
You can only have that within the parameters of Parliament, unless Parliament will fund you to go and source legal advice outside. You are provided legal advice by state attorney in Parliament. Because if you want to go outside the parameters of Parliament, it will be another cost, and Parliament may not be able to take that cost. But Parliament...
Now we can give us an advice.
No, I understand where you come from. And I believe the legal team understood me very well. Why I'm saying that? Because we can all be legal people, but you find that we arrive in a different conclusion. It's one thing that you must know. That's why there's a time for lawyers to argue a certain point. So my point is very easy. Well, how do we source it? That is another game. Can we agree with the principles of, with the principle of getting three different opinions on this issue? Yes. I know it has many, many definitions, as even yesterday he alluded.
That's right.
Yeah. So that let's get different people to assist us on this one.
Who are these people then?
I said lawyers.
Where did you get those lawyers?
Let us apply to the speaker for us to source legal opinion outside the parliament.
Interpret the law of parliament.
Yes.
The law that we are the
Yes. Because now I wanted to tell you something. You see, it's the first time we got legal advisors that do exactly what Parliament done. And those people are only two. It's the legal advisor before us and Mr. Vanar. The rest, you know what they've done. And now is the subject of investigation, Goho State Attorney, for colluding. So I don't want to go there. That's why I simply, because if I can say something, some of you are not going to sleep. Then listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying, let's request the parliament through your chair to assist us in sourcing another three different opinions outside the parliament. We know what happened, so we don't want to fall to that trap. And those who were in the communication, we will tell you that at some point we differed very, very, very seriously with Vanara until he came back to us. So I don't want to go far, but you must know what is happening. We are dealing with serious issues. We don't want to be in trouble. Like, you know that we must fight a battle that will be won. Thank you, Chair.
No, what Paul was saying that we can try to do that exercise. Tell me of the hierarchy in Parliament here.
Yes.
Mamukomo? Well, then please, yes. Can you come back to it? You seem to be taking a big
thing. No, I told you. I said my thing. I finished work.
Chairperson,
one takes note of, should I say, the love and compassion which is going on between the chairperson and Hussein and what was said. Yes, I mean, you actually said it publicly, so you really care for each other. Chairperson, may I say in support of the request that is being made by my colleague here, that I actually support getting a second and a third opinion, provided this team of legal fundies is going to be the first one. It is important, Chairperson, that we do that. This is not just a report. This is a very special report. It's got implications in the country. It's got implications in a lot of manners. And I think the monetary value is something which we are going to look at when it comes to outsourcing these services, but we need, I think we need to go
what
for the check.
What money are you giving us now as a committee? What money?
We're giving, he has given the mandate.
I hear that. Mom Dambuza, come in so that you must not go like this now.
Chair, as much as I agree with these two speakers, I've got a plea to say, because the process is not yet finished. So let's allow this process to come to a certain extent. Because you remember yesterday, I asked a question, and I also thought that my question was premature, because at the end of the day now, they have to come up with a final opinion. And then if we see that final opinion, we need another opinion. We can take it up from there. I fully agree with what, but let's allow this process, Chair. That is my plea. And then definitely it will tell us, because we'll ask, we'll engage our legal unit by that time. We'll be able to say, no, we are not satisfied on this response, on your opinion. Let's get another opinion.
Yeah, no, I just want to maybe advise the committee before the legal advisor will do that. Madam Musa, the center of what we are doing here lies on that discretion. That is the core business of what we are doing here. What if minister can tell you that, no, I used the powers that vested on me. And then you can't say anything because you don't have a legal interpretation of this. And you find that at the same time, our legal team is trying to fight. But he has a serious team that can protect by then before this. So I'm saying that in whatever we are doing, let us deal with closing the gaps. Thanks.
I think let's go back again to the point that was raised by Honorable Hussein, which is the fundamental point of why we are doing this inquiry to inform by the public. And he puts that point that all of us, I think, by now have agreed that is that that discretion that was used and this family then qualified when it was not supposed to qualify to get to this issue. Talk through this thing. I'm saying that the point that we're dealing with is that, and it's within the law now, that law, no one can interpret it better than ourselves, right, on the qualifications for citizenship and the application, therefore, that those that apply, you apply as an individual, you apply as a family. If one of the family members fail to qualify, automatically the family does not qualify. And that's what the law says. And then the issue of discretion then came in. And the point that they were making was that then the minister kicks in with the discretion. And then he then approved the other three other than this one. But this one maintained his Indian original citizenship. Right? This one, where we sit now, we take it that they've renounced their Indian citizenship. That's why
South Africa. And this is what we are now going, part of what we are going to investigate is if they renounce their citizenship. That is why we listed the High Commissioner of India. If the department cannot verify and give us information, the High Commissioner of India will be someone to appear before the committee to clarify the ownership of the citizens. Comes and says, they're no longer my citizens, citizens. Then Tina would have given them citizenship under a discretion. But that's the point that you said is a condition, conditional point that needs to be further, what's called a persuaded through legal advice, right? So he gave his side, the team gave his side. You must know that we are allocated legally, right, by Parliament, because Parliament has its own inside legal, what's called a system. That's why they're here, to guide us, right? And the committee seems to be saying that, no, we're not satisfied about this legal opinion. We feel that we can have but you're not saying outside. You said we can have three more legal opinion on this thing. So I was going to ask, what is the legal capacity within Parliament? Outside him as individual allocated here, what other lawyers that we have in there? Or if you want the senior counsel, I'm not sure that we have the senior counsel in Parliament that can sort of supervise everything that all the lawyers have said. Once the senior counsel has spoken, it's final. Radwan was in the line.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. And let me thank the team for compiling this research and advice. And I just want to come back to the issue of this discretion of the minister. I think yesterday it was qualified by saying that under exceptional circumstances, there is exceptional circumstances, which the legal advisor advised that exceptional in this case could mean the degree or rarity of that quality or that qualification. So I think now the issue of exceptional circumstances perhaps could be the only one that could need further explanation if we are not at this thing satisfied. But if we are satisfied, why not? Why go the extra mile? I think that is the place where.
Yeah, Chair. Let me start by putting this before you. When I started this issue, and even now I'm still seeing, I really, and maybe the 360 revolution, appreciated what our legal team has done. That is the point. But that document, then I said, so for all of us to understand, I said, this is a pure, it's not political, it's a pure legal matter. Pure legal matter. It can be argued. So if we listen to three different people, then this opinion, if it arrives to one point, then we'll be knowing that here we are sure now. Because even yesterday, he alluded to that this thing is open, and the way it is, they just put it like that, without a clear explanation. But let's hear from the legal team how they advise us about this one. Even though they told us yesterday, but since I started this argument, maybe something came to their mind. You see, let me tell you something. The time you requested me to concentrate, I was on the phone. You saw me. I don't want to tell you. Yes, I was discussing the same issue with other legal people. So please assist us, Chair.
No, Chairperson. Chairperson.
You know, it's important. No, it's important that.
You said Mam Khalifa. Mam Khalifa. Chairperson, I think he's got a point.
I get it.
So this process is started from there.
Yeah, that's
from that section 5.1B. That give that power to the minister. Mm. And I think Honorable Kekal has got a point. Let us get from the legal department to say that, are we on par? Yeah. Because, Chairperson, I remember, I remember when we asked the DG about this issue, we cornered the DG in the committee in such a way that we wanted to know if the minister took a decision alone, because he's empowered. I remember very well what the teacher said. He said the minister took the decision, but after advice by a committee from the department. So he's very correct. Let us get this thing right.
Yeah. Properly define the circumstances in which to then apply this. But nonetheless, You can talk to us.
Chair, I had not planned to say anything, but I'm thinking that obtaining a legal opinion is not a problem. But what is the legal question you want to ask? And my view, having listened to what has been said now, the matter as of where we are now, it is not ripe for any concrete legal advice, because we're still on a fact-finding process. Discretion is not exercised in the abstract. It's triggered by facts. You need firstly to pin down what the facts are, and see how that discretion would have been applied correctly to that set of facts. So it's a question of timing as to when do you require that legal opinion. And of course, by the time you require it, you would have heard what different views are there about it. Then you can get your own opinion, a third opinion, to clarify those issues. But I think at the stage that we are in now, where we are still in a process of establishing the facts, it will create a lot of confusion to whoever you give that request for a legal opinion, because the facts have not yet been firmed. So you need to firstly finalize the fact-finding stage of the process. If you need to speak to witnesses, speak to witnesses and have concrete and firm facts which you can put before a legal officer to get advice. But I think at this stage, I wouldn't advise it, because it's still very shifty. We're still identifying witnesses. We still have 40 questions that we think should be answered before we even reach a position to determine. It could be that the issue is not even about the discretion of the minister. It could be the issue, wrong information was put before the minister and he ended up making a wrong decision. But you need to get to that and be firm as to what are the facts. So I think at this stage, Chair, I wouldn't advise any legal opinion.
So the process
that for me
is
case,
and the
two,
now, the point
you're... What we must then do is that let us start this process that we are engaging on. Let's start it now. That's why I said that you must open the program. Adam must package this fact finding now, where people will come under oath and give us information that we want. And we've already identified the start is the department. So all those set of questions that go to the department, package it, and then look at the program, and then look at the program of parliament, and then send them that information. And we send it via the minister, and we stipulate the time, the day that we expect this information to be tabled to Parliament. Firstly is the sending of the information, and secondly is the appearance of
the accounting officer to submit formally the information now to the committee. And you will send the information before the responses to give members time, or documentation, in fact, before. Documentation, before. Then it then appears in under oath now to give us that information. Right? As we do that exercise, we then arrive at this point. As we do this exercise, we'll arrive at this point. And when we arrive at that point, that's the time that we can trigger the issue of the second opinion or third opinion. Yes, Kina.
Chair, maybe my question was not...
it was heard very well. It's who wants to emphasize it.
Can I speak? Chair, I'm saying. Let me put it here.
Yeah.
I'm saying that. We need to get.
You know why?
I wanted to understand exactly how legal team understand that. Is what I wanted to understand. So then why I said we must get another legal opinion is to understand how others understood this discretion, minister discretion. It's the explanation that I want. I don't want the explanation of the procedure. So he was talking about the procedure. Of course I agree with him 100%. So I'm not talking about the procedure. I'm talking about only that point. The procedure will...
No, that's fine. Let's agree that what will happen between you and the legal services can continue engaging on that point. Right? You can continue engaging on that point. Just to clarify, but I saw it here in the document that was your file. Put up a demonstrated proposition that they have arrived at and got in contact. So you can engage on that in between, that's fine. And earlier I said to you, it is not going to be a problem to solve, and you have just continued, to solve the second or the third legal opinion. That's not going to be a problem. I don't know why we must engage further. But what will then happen at the right time, we'll then solve that opinion at the right time. Because we can talk and talk here, we'll not finish it. But when we arrive at the time that we want that opinion, that is the time that we now begin to engage on the issue itself. Then we go out and solve that.
Chair, for the sake of time and respecting all the members, let us move with what you bring on the table. I thank you.
Now again, that's fine. We'll get to the bottom of the thing. And I think one of the things that we must do, we have already, all of us have identified where the problem is. And we are not going to sleep and lose it from that point. So we know where the problem is. Application of the law was applied properly. Discretion was infused or used properly. And we'll deal with that and to close it. But to arrive at that, we'll have to clean up first, get all these facts together. By the time we arrive at that point, all of us will be satisfied with all the facts. That's why the point that comes in. So don't shake your head. Shake your head now. You say no.
Oh, are they shaking my head?
No. All right. We know that we have
to.
That's fine. So what we'll then do, colleagues, is that I thought that before, just with that picture. Where we're standing at the program of the committee that today, next week was meant for this engagement. Amen?
Tomorrow.
So we still have enough time to... So once we get into September the...
11th.
Yeah. So we could put together that... That's 4 days for that engagement. Are we agreeing with that? We're fine with it, yeah?
What are the 4 days?
11th to 14th September. Are we fine with that, yeah? Mm-hmm. But there's the issue again that we have missed, and I don't know if you really don't want to prioritize. There's the issue of fireplace.
No, there's an issue of fireplace. No. There's an issue of fireplace. When are we doing that when you have a program that is started? You think that you can do in a day and finish them? Some of them you can do them somewhere in Johannesburg. What are the issues? No, I can't go. The service is reserved. And members were saying it. This committee does not go anywhere. There's a fireplace in front of us that has been occupied. We are providing immigration officers for free, health for free, we're providing SARS for free, everything for free for open MS. And it's normal, then we're going to fight only one thing. That's the case. That must go and deal with it.
Go next week, Chair.
Mara again, Chair. Yes, we need to do it, fire blade, but who give them permission? We need to be strict on those issues.
No, that's what I'm saying. That
You
go there, but when you go there, you're not just going to sit there. You're going to call those who are running that thing to come and talk to you. As much as there's an appeal that we call that there's an appeal that has been made, but when you go there fact finding. Women can't keep quiet.
You can't.
A point of entry, national key point occupied by a private center named Snowman.
It's normal, it's fine.
Chair?
Huh? Yes, suggestion. Let's give it suggestion.
So, Chair, next week we have portfolio meetings.
Yeah.
Is it not possible that on Tuesday we can have the portfolio meeting in Joburg? And so in the morning we can do the...
Okay, for next week, remember tomorrow we're having public hearings on the immigration bill. Yeah, so next week we are having the department responding to the submission and the public hearings. And also, if you recall also with the issue of the IEC, we said no, it's going to be next week. So it's not going to be possible. And then also, based on the program of Parliament when this program was drafted, was that next week was going to be sittings. So that's why next week is only Tuesdays from next week going forward until the 11th of September. So from the 11th of September, where we're going to have an inquiry, is going to be a committee week. So probably what we can do, maybe depending on how many days we're going to have an inquiry, we can do it around that September time.
Can we do 3 days inquiry and 2 days we do this? Yes, I think, in fact.
I don't think you're going to finish this.
Can't finish it.
In 2 days.
So it means we're not going to do it until next year.
Right.
When we come like
I'm not sure about the exact date, but it will be in October, and then in October we'll be busy with the BRRR and then the mini budget. So now I'm saying members are going to come from the 14th of September.
We can do Friday and Saturday. Why can't we do a Friday? Yeah, no. It's important. Nothing can be the same. Because they intertwine what we're doing. The open MS have captured the airport there. Monday is a party day. People who don't agree to come to Parliament on Monday. So it's a party day. And Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, you can leave here.
Yeah.
And go to our Tambo, sleep over Thursday morning. And then Friday we do the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we do the fire blade.
Which Friday?
The 15th, after you get paid.
15 from now.
Oh, I thought you were talking about this Friday.
From the you remember we did apply to go to OR Tambo sometimes in July, but it was rejected because members were on recess. So I'm afraid that if we're going to apply after members have gone on recess again, it's going to be rejected.
Why do you apply?
Now
it's only one day.
My suggestion would be that if maybe the chairperson will talk to the house chair.
The application, I have it, the one that was submitted.
But make the application.
No, it's there.
Yeah, make it. Send it in.
But the problem, it will be rejected because the house chair will be saying, you know, like they said before, members should focus on
that. That's why I want to deal with this part that...
I despite that, because we are here, all of us, we can agree on a Monday and go there and then come back here on Tuesday. Let's do it on a Monday because, yes, it's a constituency... Day, let's go into
I mean, these members are going to be available.
Yeah, they will.
But
because we are here.
No. Let it be sanctioned. Let it be something that is parliamentary sanctioned proper. You know, so that we don't have to use our own tickets to be in Johannesburg on Monday. Why can't we agree that week, that last week, that week, this week,
yeah,
that constituency, that committee inquiry week? What is the problem with that week?
We can do it if we. Maybe we can have an inquiry for 1 or 2 days. And then we can have the
How
other.
How many days do we have there? 4 days?
It's 4 days, yeah.
So what is the problem of leaving on Friday, on Thursday evening, after the meeting, and then in the morning we're in, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
And then after that we finish, we go to our thing.
Okay, I will apply for the 15th. For the 14th, to leave on the 14th. And then we'll do it on the 15th.
That's correct. It's very important.
Okay. You won't be fired by the thing. So what we then do, according to that, let me give one of Gigan a wait now. He's not talking with his phone now. Okay. Oh, no.
Before you talk, I wanted also to be briefed about the Gemini trip. Yeah, there was a German treaty before you come, Chair. So whenever bring your chair, assist us. Please, Eddie.
Chairperson, I'm surprised that we're talking about the German trip. Because my thinking is that trip has already happened. It was supposed to have happened in this way.
We are struggling to go to Joburg.
Okay, so what we'll do is that we'll then do we'll do the preparations of the questions properly, package them properly.
For
send them to the department, send them to members, right? Members.
Where you are. You are in position of all the information that has been submitted by the department before it. Please, as we do that, go to your documents too. And look at those documents again, engage with those documents, because we are not going to put the department under oath to talk to us on such matters again. And we'll be demanding certain information, and we don't want a situation where they come and say, we gave you this information. We submitted this information, right? So we're going to do that exercise, right? And members must make sure that you familiarize yourself with these questions. Because you're not going to be having a helper who's going to be the lead advocate who's going to be doing the inquiry. Yourself are going to do it yourself. We're going to have the backup of the legal team that is going to help us. Right? So, meaning that we are going to be posing these questions to the department. Right? The legal will be there to us to administer firstly the oath, and then from there ourselves will allocate who deals with what question, who deals with what question, who deals with what question. Right? So you have to do your work, get your secretary help you, get your researchers help you to package that question. Okay? That's the exercise that we're going to get ourselves into. So are we happy, members?
On a serious note, Chair.
Germany, what's happening in Germany?
On a serious note, Chairperson, on the German trip.
Okay.
That German trip, why it is so important? One, we are dealing, as we are talking in 2063.
la agenda ka 2063 and into eqhubekayo ngoku the pronouncements enzekayo ngezinto zezisa sisemva esa study tour sizasincedisa kulena lika
why Jeremy why did you choose Jeremy
andibazi ndandingekho ndafika sebeyitshuzile but ayinamsebenzi ke bazawuyitsho bona
the problems of migrants that is home affairs related work and immigration and migrants and all of that dying in Libya they are dying in Italy they are dying in France they are opening up camps and what and then there South Africa with this good record and we are not able to intervene on such areas. There's areas that must go there. Go to Libya. Go and see how Libya is dealing with the... There's no longer fighting there. Go to Libya. Go and see what's happening there. How they treat African migrants.
Go to Cuba.
No, I live in Cuba. There's no migrants there. Go to Italy and see how they deal with migrants. Migrants are dying there in their numbers. In the Oh, no, exactly, but part of it to deal with issues of migration.
No,
I know what you are Libya.
You can do it.